Right, can you say and spell your name?
My name is Amanda Salazar. The spelling is A-M-A-N-D-A. And then Salazar is S-A-L-A-Z-A-R. Sorry.
All right, Amanda, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your connection to being an elected official?
Okay, so I am a Sheboygan native. I have, you know, left and come back, but love to call this place home. I currently have a fifth grader that goes to school here, and I've got a lovely dog, and I am live really close to the lake right across the street, so I like to spend some time out there. And being an elected official, sort of the question was my connection to it.
Yeah, how long have you been an elected official?
Wow, that is a great question. I don't even know. It's been just under 2 years, so about a year, maybe a year and a half.
Okay.
That I've been an elected official. I am a alder person for District 3, and I sit on Common Council.
Great. So who or what inspired you to run for this position?
That's a great question. So I think I've always danced around the idea of wanting to run for office. So I have my godfather, whose name is Estacio Medina, but he goes by Junior. He was on the county board when I was young and was always involved in sort of nonprofits, and we helped Juan Perez with his campaign when I was young, and I remember being a part of that and feeling that energy. And my uncle used to say to me when I was young, like, at some point this will be your turn. At some point this will be your turn. And I knew I wanted to dabble in it, and I just wasn't sure like what exactly I was gonna do. And then the opportunity presented itself. Mary Lynn Donahue was not re-upping for her alderperson seat in District 3, which is where I live. And so she had reached out to me and said, I just want to let you know I'm not running, and if you're interested, now's the time. And I said, well, I guess I'd like to hear a little bit more about it and what it all entailed. And basically, I filled out the paperwork thinking I wouldn't get elected because I thought other folks would be running as well. And I guess what I've heard, the word on the street, was that the other folks who had pulled the paperwork said, oh, Amanda's running. I'm totally not going to turn mine in. This is great. And so I got, it was anonymous. So I, or, no, what's the word I'm saying?
Unopposed?
Unopposed. There we go.
Nice. Yes. So what was that process like after you decided to turn in the papers leading up to being sworn in?
That process. Okay. So, it is quite messy, to be honest. There isn't a roadmap to how to run, and that was very clear to me. So I did a lot of my own sort of finding and asking the right questions. Thankfully, I had been involved in additional work that I have done through the nonprofit sector that I work in, of knowing who to talk to and who to sort of connect the dots with. And so as I was doing that, I was also taking notes about like, okay, this is your next step, and I would sort of make myself a to-do list of what I needed to accomplish to get my paperwork turned in. You had to collect signatures. So, I think it was 40 specifically. But so that there wasn't any mistakes, my goal was 100 and I got just shy of that. I was like, I think at 80 or 92 or 96, something like that. But, I thankfully, so when I pulled out the paperwork, I decided to first start with just walking my district. So, before I even turned in the paperwork, and I think it was like early December, I walked the entire district, every block, just to get an understanding of like, this is what I'm covering, these are who these people are, this is what the neighborhood looks like, what am I seeing? I wanted to become familiar with what I was representing. Mm-hmm. And that was really, really important for me. So I did that to start. And then I started collecting, so then the signature portion of it, thankfully I have a really wonderful relationship and community with the Paradigm Coffee House. And so Kate Krause worked with me, and we walked the blocks together and collected signatures and knocked on doors. And she introduced me to a lot of the neighbors, which she knows so many of them. And I got to introduce myself there, and I took the time of just, asking people not only for their signature, but also what are you looking for? Mm-hmm. Is there something that you needed to highlight? I was already sort of data collecting before I even got sworn in. That was important for me because I wanted to hear sort of what was important for the district, but also what am I bringing to the table with the other alders, mm-hmm. right? Here's my plan. Here's the goals that I'd like to accomplish. what is your district saying and how can we work together?
Hmm.
Yeah, so that was that.
So what did you learn in this process about the community and also about yourself?
Hmm. What did I learn about? So the community specifically was, well, I'll say for my district specifically, everyone has been so warm and willing to sort of roll up their sleeves and do the work. I feel very thankful to live in a district that is so active and so engaged with what they want to see in their own little neighborhood. That's really exciting to me. And so because they're so invested, I feel so sort of, you know, honored, but also, I guess, pressure, not in a bad way, but to really make sure I'm doing the work correctly, which, for learning about myself, basically what it's come down to is, like, I just want the best product to mm-hmm. come out, and I've learned that the slow pace of politics can be a bit frustrating, and I become a little bit impatient. But I'm learning to work on that and sort of understand that there are things in place and action can still happen. You just have to sort of take a longer path to get there, which you have to find usually on your own, because that information isn't sort of, like I said, there's no roadmap sort of listed out of, like, oh, if you want to do this, you go here. That doesn't happen. You have to sort of find it on your own.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done a lot of, like, self-education about what it's like to run for office and then also what it would entail to be a representative.
Correct.
As well as research about your community.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I mean, and that's important, right? It's what is the community saying? What are the people saying? That's what's important. And so how can I make sure that I'm echoing that at the table? And, you know, I'm not going to fulfill every single one, and I know that. It does feel overwhelming at times, and I get a bit frustrated, like I said, when I hit these dead ends or I don't have the right answer. It's sort of... the other piece, too, is, like, connecting the community to the people. Like, that's also the thing, like, to the city employees or to the department that handles it. Being that connector in that, I feel like that sort of is missing. So I try to do a really good job of... You know, if I get an email, I try to either respond back to the correct, you know, respond to the person, but also attach the correct city representative that can answer that from that department.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they don't get an answer, then I will try my best to either try to meet with them in person. And at times that can be difficult with working a full-time job and being a single mother, but I make it work. And I'm, you know, trying to carve out the time.
So it sounds like the role is a combination of being, like, a steward to your community while also being an information liaison.
Correct. Yeah, that's a great way to put it, an information liaison. Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. And even more so now, because here's the thing, the community has the internet at their fingertips, so, like, they can search up anything. But our information from the city's aspect, you know, it's a little dated, and it's hard to get that all on that website, and how do you direct people? It's also not super user-friendly. You know, and then on the other flip side of that, we don't have a local paper. So some of the, much of our older generation relied on that print to get information, and that now doesn't exist. And so, like, we're just expecting sort of this generational gap of, you know, cell phones and websites sort of leading everything to, like, those who still want to get the paper and learn, or even come to the meetings, right? The information all gets posted online. There isn't something in print where they can get that says on Tuesday finances meeting, on Thursday public works is meeting. Everything is
right
posted, or they have to physically go into City Hall.
Right.
So that's the information liaison is important for not just specifically my position, but I would say for all of Common Council, because that lacks so much in this community, sort of that connection point.
So when were you sworn in? It was, you said, like, a year and a half ago?
I was sworn in, I think it was April. It was April of 20. What year are we in? We're in 2020.
Was it 2021?
2021. April of 2021.
And how long is your term for?
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would you say to other women who are thinking about running for office, or maybe they get tapped the same way you did and say, hey, they're... there's going to be an opening, you should mm-hmm. consider running for office. What would you say to another woman in that position?
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually did have this conversation with another woman who just ran and got sworn in, I think a few months ago. So Angela Ramey is new, and she had actually given me a call. And my advice to her was, I said, you should, first off, I told her she should do it. I think you should do it. And the reason I think you should do it is because it is so impactful. And I know her sort of feelings, or towards any woman. If you believe in your community and you want change, like, do it. And this is a great way to do it. It feels heavy at times, and that I'll be honest about. But the work is good, and with a community like this, I mean, you know, I say, come on in, join the group and participate. And I also feel like it's important to have as many voices at the table as possible. Mm. So if we could get some other women in from other diverse communities or, you know, backgrounds, like, absolutely, I think that's important, because what you see outside in the fabric of the community isn't sort of always represented in council. And that was another key thing of why I thought it was important to run. And when we have sort of like school groups that come in, or we do, like, the mayor does recognitions and we have little groups that come in, it's really exciting for me, for little girls to see, you know, the majority of the council right now is women. And so that's actually the first ever. There's 6 women on council out of the 10 seats. So that's huge. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, the reflection of the community being able to see themselves on the council is also really cool and important to me.
I think that's really cool that you bring up about kids seeing representation, mm-hmm. because it brings back to what you were talking about the very beginning when you were a child working on political campaign, and how that made an impression on you.
It did. It really did. And it was also seeing somebody that was important to me care so much and want to get involved was also instilled in me. And I hope that, you know, those school groups that come in, or athletic teams, or just any sort of younger person that comes in and sees that the majority is women, but also a reflection of a diverse group of women, mm-hmm. I hope that excites them and helps them feel, you know, believe that it's possible for them to have a seat at this table. Because mm-hmm. it doesn't feel reachable. I mean, I think if you would have asked me this 10 years ago, I would say absolutely not. There's no way I'd be doing this. Mm-hmm. And now I was like, I just want everyone to know that, like, this is doable and anybody can do it. It just, you know, the information collecting is a bit difficult at times. But there are wonderful resources out there now that I didn't know about when I was running. And thankfully, you know, through walking in my community and now being involved, I know there are outlets that I can get some help with and take mm-hmm. a look at. And yeah.
You've kind of touched on this. About how it's majority women right now on mm-hmm. council. So what do you see, though, is the future of women in politics, either on a local level, state, or national? Do you have anything?
I mean, locally, I would love for us to have some... I think we have great leadership now in our city, but I would love for more women to have leadership roles, mm-hmm. Not only within the fabric of the directors of the city, but also within our leadership on that council. But I am excited that we have a female president and vice president, but I would love for us to have a female mayor. That would be exciting. And I think sort of that new lens on Sheboygan could really change the course of the direction that Sheboygan's going in.
And my last question is, why should people get involved on a local level?
Well, locally, I mean, this is where the change happens, right? You have to start at home. You have to start where you live first to see impact at a state, national level, right? We all have to pitch in. Yes, it's important to, you know, vote for your president and do all those things, but I think locally it's important to talk about, like, what ordinances do we have in place, and are they dated? Are there some things that we're saying that we don't believe in anymore? It isn't what represents our community. You know, for examples like dogs, we had a dog ordinance, and now we're becoming a pet-friendly community. But it took us too long to do that. Like, pets have been a part of us forever. They live here, and we clearly have two dog parks. It's locally making that initiative, and the local community members saying, like, no, this is important to us. And so them getting involved has made change. So now we have a pet-friendly task force. There's, you know, biking is another issue. All of those things happen when the community gets involved. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think people should get involved locally. I think it's important to, you can be very impactful in a very small way, and that will ripple out.
Thank you so much for speaking with me. Is there anything else you want to add to this conversation?
No, I don't think so. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks.